Let's keep going with your music, Mark. We got a couple more to share. What would you like up next on Song of the Soul?
I want to play the Bluebells in Kentucky.
And why do you want to play the Bluebells in Kentucky?
Because it's based on the writing of Wendell Berry.
I knew that, you know, by the way, because I read Jabber Crow.
I love Jabber Crow. You know, I read that book, a friend gave it to me, and I thought, I read it, but as I got into the book, I just fell in love with the people and the place, and I knew I couldn't really go there, but I thought I could go there in a song. And the other thing, Wendell wrote this from The Art of the Commonplace. He wrote this nice little piece about finding the bluebells along by the river, and he says, "I found a delight in them that I cannot describe and that I will never forget. Though I had been familiar for years with most of the spring flowers, I'd never seen these and had not known they were here." He said, "The thought of them will always be sense of the joyful surprise with which I found them, the sense that came suddenly to me that the world is blessed beyond my understanding, more abundantly than I will ever know." So I had to have that in there, and I wanted to write this song, and I couldn't come up with a tune. And then finally the phrase came to me, "When the bluebells in Kentucky were blooming in the spring." And I thought, now that's just corny enough to work. And I Googled. I couldn't believe nobody had used that title before, so I wrote it down. And the tune, you know, I wanted it to sound like a bluegrass song, of course, and I borrowed a melody, "When the little stream of whiskey comes trickling down the rocks." And it seemed to work, you know, and I got to go to Finland and Sweden with some of my colleagues from the Old Town School, and we put a show together, and that song was part of our repertoire, so I got to play it across the ocean, and people there really loved it. And one guy asked which Bill Monroe record he could find that on. And then, you know, I said, "Well, here, take this," and I gave him my copy.
It's The Bluebells in Kentucky by Mark Dvorak.
Oh, I had a dream the other night, so real it must be true. I dreamed of southern sunshine, the bluegrass state, and you. We were walking by the river, and we heard a cuckoo sing, when the bluebells in Kentucky were blooming in the spring. Headed down to Jabber's, we kicked the mud off of our shoes. I got me a brand new haircut, and we caught up on all the news. Oh, I bought a big red soda from the downtown pop machine, when the bluebells in Kentucky were blooming in the spring. Alongside Katie's branch to the Coulter old home place, we talked about the hard times and the loved ones we embrace. Yeah, we laughed and joked and teased the girls and sat on the front porch swing, when the bluebells in Kentucky were blooming in the spring. And later on we wandered off to the shade of the old growth trees, mist coming off the river like a sacred veil it seemed. And you took my hand and your eyes replied to some unspoken thing, when the bluebells in Kentucky were blooming in the spring. Oh, I had a dream the other night, so real it must be true. I dreamed of southern sunshine, the bluegrass state, and you. We were walking by the river, and we heard a cuckoo sing, when the bluebells in Kentucky were blooming in the spring. When the bluebells in Kentucky were blooming in the spring.
inspired by the writings of Wendell Berry. That's Bluebells in Kentucky. Mark Dvorak, his website is markdvorak.com. If you don't know how to spell Dvorak because you're too much part of the melting pot in the USA, come via northernspiritradio.org. Yeah, some beautiful music there, beautiful sentiments. And like you, when I read Jaber Crow, it's such a different pace of life, a different pace of heart that Wendell Berry is describing there. I'm thinking that that is not the pace of life around you in the Chicago area.
Well, yeah, we have our moments.
You mean when the power goes out?
When the power goes out. Well, I live in Riverside, Illinois. It's about 10 miles west of Chicago. It's a very old historical community designed by Frederick Law Olmsted. So the streets are very windy and the houses are old and beautiful. But we live down by the river here in Riverside, and we get to live in a nice town that I could not afford to live in if it wasn't for this little house we rent. But it's quiet here, and there's a little downtown with a grocery store and a bakery and a bank. And Marianne and I, we walk down every day or two to go get groceries and go to the library by the river. So we find our quiet times here.
A little echo of the Bluebells in Kentucky right there, just west of Chicago a little bit. Huh?
We have deer come through and coyotes and everything else.